A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. You are the children of Israel. Hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you all yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the thrones of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart has been glad and my tongue has exulted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the nether world, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence.' My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set up one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the nether world, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he poured forth the promise of the Holy Spirit that he received from the Father, as you both see and hear." The word of the Lord. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "My Lord are you, O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup. You it is who hold fast my lot. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him in my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the nether world, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights of your right hand forever. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him while we were sleeping. And if this gets to the ear of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And the story has circulated among the Jews to this present day. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we're still in the octave of Easter. So all week we'll be singing or saying the Gloria, because the feast of the resurrection is too powerful to be contained by one day. So 8 days we sit there and we focus on this reality. And as we focus on it every day, we'll see a different resurrection account that's given to us. And all of them talk about we have to go and tell others. So here he says, now, don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. And then the first reading says, we are all witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. And so today, we are also called to be witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. Again, sometimes people just want to be a witness to the crucifixion. You know, I suffer, Father, we all suffer. But we're called not to be witnesses to the crucifixion, especially during Easter. We're called to be witnesses to his resurrection. So how are we a witness to his resurrection? Because where does Jesus Christ live? Inside of us. So we're to point people to Jesus Christ. So we need to be fully alive because Christ lives inside of us. This is how we are witnesses to the resurrection. We don't just say, well, Jesus rose from the grave 2,000 years ago. Jesus is alive inside of you and me. That's what we need to be proclaiming. And so we show everybody the resurrected Jesus. We bring to everyone we meet the resurrected Jesus. Everyone asks all of us the same thing. Sir, ma'am, I would like to see Jesus. You and I got to get out of the way and show people Jesus. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as always for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men, that they would get out of the way and show people Jesus and not them. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for all world leaders.